Bush got to go in 2004. Bush got to go in 2004. Bush got to go in 2004. Hold it. And we know why, don't we? Because for working families, the Bush agenda is to end civilization as we know it and throw ordinary people onto the garbage heap, frankly. His best advisor, Grover Norquist, says, I want to make government so small that we can flush it down the toilet. Well, I have news for Grover Norquist. The American labor movement is going to create a tidal wave in that toilet bowl that will flush Mr. Bush and his absolutely retrograde ideas out of the White House.
All right.
Here's the plan. It's very simple. We're getting squeezed in a pincher of priority on wars we don't want, wars the people in these countries don't want, and a tax break for the rich that doesn't affect us at all. It gives a couple of people a nickel and dime and leaves the worst 20% of this population with nothing coming back in their tax return. So you get a $300 billion deficit off the bat, scheduled to be $4 trillion by 2013. You have no money at all to prop up the public sector programs that our members serve in this state and all across the country. And we see it every day, the cutbacks, the layoffs, the shortchanging of the American people for the services they've come to rely on. So between the tax cut and the war, there's no money for the people.
Right.
That's the issue.
Right.
Every state relies on the federal passback for about one-third of its budget. That is why Illinois is facing, as all other states, a $5 billion deficit this year alone. And this is the president who is the education president, whose cutbacks mean nobody goes to university because the tuition's too high and they're cutting back on the number of students. It means that Head Start got not one extra nickel in the reallocation that's going through the Congress now. And it means that Leave No Child Behind just means leave the cities and the states with the bill. Because there is no money to follow up the idea that education should be, this is a hoax and a sham, and behind it is the specter of privatizing the public services we have come to rely on. And privatization is the agenda. Leave everything to the so-called market forces, which means leave us with nothing, the ordinary working people, and let the rich get what they can out of this system. We're not going to put up with it. We're absolutely not going to put up with it. 17% of American children living in poverty. $1 billion denied the first responders in this country who are supposedly the heroes of 911. There is nothing this guy is doing that is right. It is all a savage attack on us. And as I said when I began, Bush gotta go in 2004.
All right.